Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me. Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim here. And today's episode, I wanted to talk about what are the pillars of weight loss. You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, and you know, what does it boil down to? You know, where do you have to focus if you are going to be successful at this? And one of the biggest places that I focused on was, or I could say, there four: nutrition, mindset, habits, and exercise, right? And they all interplay together. And you know, here is where, as I go through each piece, and I know many of you are like, those are kind of big places. I get it. But as I break it down during this episode, I want you to start to think to yourself, where do I need to focus, right? Because the biggest mistake I see is that you try to focus on all of them. You try to do something in nutrition, something in habits, something in mindset, something in exercise. And when you don't see the progress happening as fast as you wanted to, all of a sudden you're like, holy moly, it's not working, blah, 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 blah. It is working, but you haven't given it the time. You haven't given it the patience that it takes to work. And so one of the places that I ask people to start is, one, make that choice. Where are you going to focus? Nutrition, mindset, habits, or exercise? Then you need to be so clear what your goal is, right? That everybody on the street knows what your goal is. You know, think about the presidential election. This isn't political, but this is what I just want you to know. Who was running for president, right? It was very clear their goal was to be president. That's how clear I want your goal to be, right? You are running for weight loss office, and I want it to be so clear what your goal is that everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, Judy's trying to lose 15 pounds. Did you know that? Oh, and everybody and their mother knows your business. You know, when I was doing fitness competitions, the biggest joke was like everybody knew when someone was doing a show because they're like, oh, have you heard about my show? Have you heard about my show? Have you heard about my show? Right? That's what your goal to be so clear. Everyone knows what it is and what that's going to look like for you at the end of that goal, because it's so you've been able to describe it so crystally clear. And then the second piece is you connect to that goal, right? It is your why, right? You know, crystal clear, you can see your vision of yourself achieving this goal. And you are willing to get creative. So that's telling me that you're willing to do some different things, right? Because I see it all the time. So many, especially if you're over 40, some people are like, well, you know, I've been doing all the things. Well, you've been doing all the same damn things for the past X number of years. Your body's like, oh, girlfriend, I know exactly what's going on, and I ain't going to give you bleep, right? It's just sitting there watching you spin your goddamn wheels. And I'm telling you, I was there and I was so frustrated and so sick of it. So if you are resonating with this, keep listening because you're going to get some answers today. Plus, I'm going to also introduce you to a challenge that I'm running in January that will be really interesting for you to join in. The last piece, courage, right? Courage to keep going. It is not going to be smooth sailing, right? The best way I can describe you is that, you know, I love Hallmark movies, right? And in a Hallmark movie, everything's going swimmingly, you know, guy, girl, me, they're just like, you know, vibing on each other. Everything's great. And then within the last 20 minutes of the movie, you know, something happens that they're like, we're not meant to be together. Or someone decides to move back to the big city or back to the small town or whatever the hell it is that's happening in that Hallmark movie. And then, you know, that's what happens, right? Something doesn't go the way you want and you give up. You use it as a sign, quote unquote, that I'm not supposed to lose the weight. I'm not supposed to get healthy. I'm not supposed to whatever the hell your goal is. You use that as a crutch to be like, this, see, this is what always happens. So it's not supposed to happen. All right. That's the courage part, the courage to fight through the malarkey, right? Courage to fight through that. So ultimately, you get consistency, right? And you will learn that consistency is not about perfection. Consistency is not about always being, you know, always eating, you know, clean, healthy foods. Dude, I had 2 chocolate chip cookies today, and they weren't like little baby chocolate chip cookies. They were the size of your freaking head. Guess what? I had them. I moved on. Boom. Done. I ate it, I owned it, and I'm moving on, onward and upward. And let me just tell you, they were freaking delicious, right? So that's the only question I have when people tell me that they ate an off-plan piece of food. Was it good, right? Because if after 3 bites, it doesn't roll your eyes back up in your head, it ain't for me, right? That's what I want you to start thinking about. So I've set the stage enough. So let's start to really pull down the four pillars. It's nutrition, mindset, habits, exercise. So let's start with nutrition, right? The great Jack LaLanne, he summed it up and he said this back in the 60s and it is still true. Nutrition is queen and fitness is king. And so many of you want to do it the other way around. You want to exercise your way into whatever your goal is versus focus on nutrition, right? So yeah, nutrition is a loaded question. So the first place I want everyone to start, the first place, you gotta know what the hell you're eating, right? What are you eating? And I know so many people will not track their food. They're like, oh, I can't track my food. Oh, I can't track my food. Stay tuned because I got a whole podcast coming up on the best way to track your food. So stay tuned, my loves. But with that said, if it's like your bank account, right? This is how I look at calories. It's like your bank account. You can't tell me you're broke ass if you haven't looked at your bank account in decades, right? You have to know what is in the bank account, what's going in and what's going out. And that's the only way you can truly say I've done everything. So the first piece is you got to track calories, right? And it has to be calorie specific to you. You can't tell me, hey girl, I heard, you know, celebrity so-and-so, she's only eating 200 calories a day and chewing bubblegum. No, don't be her. Do you. So what you need to do to figure out how many calories you need, because calories, I know as many of those memes I see, you know, they're evil gremlins that sneak up in the night and all that other stuff. It's pretty funny. But calories are literally just a unit of measure, just how we measure distance with miles or meters. We measure the time of day in hours, seconds. That's what calories are. It's just the number of amount of energy in any given food. That's just calories, right? So let's just look at there, energy and food. So take your goal weight, right? So I'm going to do this live because I was going to use a number that was really easy for me. But then I was like, you know, I'm going to use this number and people are going to stick to this number. So hang on, friends. I've got to pull up a calculator because math in my head, it is not my thing. It is not my thing. All right, hang on. So if I wanted to weigh 160 pounds, I'm going to take 160 And I'm going to multiply it by either 10, 11, or 12. All right. So I'm just going to go to 12. So I'm going to take 160 and I'm going to multiply it by 12 is 1920. So that's saying I want to weigh 160 pounds. I need to eat 1920 calories a day. All right. Now, with that said, that's my starting point. And as you start to calculate calories, I want you to think about this, right? If I say I wanted to, if I have more than 10 pounds I want to lose, I want you to start doing these calculations in 10 pound increments, because I don't want you to so dramatically reduce your calories that you're starving, right? Because many people think that like they set their calories and that's the calorie that you're going to use until the day you die. No, their calories are, this is a starting point and we're going to work to, you know, fine tune this, right? That's what a coach does. Like that's what I do with my clients, is that I give everyone an initial start. And then from there, we start to tweak based on you, right? What's realistic for you? What can you get excited about? What can you make a plan for in your life? And what is ultimately sustainable? That's where we start to work together as a coach, you know? So yeah, can you do this calculation on your own? Absolutely. But I think, I know I'm guilty of it, that, you know, at some point, I don't know when I should change this, right? So here's where I always ask these questions is, are you hungry? What's your energy level like? Are you craving? What's your sleep like? And what's your stress like, right? If everything is working well, then you stick with this 1920 until you hit your goal weight. And if 160 is your ultimate goal weight, great. If your ultimate goal weight, say, is 150, then I recalculate this for 150. But if my hunger, energy, craving, sleep, stress get out of tune, out of whack, that's when we got to start looking at looking closer at this number, right? The second piece is you have to track your food, right? I, even though this is a number, I would rather you sit down and create a plan that says, this is what I'm going to eat either for the week or for the next 24 hours. Because when you go into the day with like, yeah, I'm just going to eat. Yeah, it's going to happen. So many times I hear like, oh man, you know, it went down, or I thought I was going to be able to do blah, blah, blah. And it just never works out for you. Right. So if you're one of those people that like this, just like, you know, life always happens and you just don't eat, either eat as much as you should eat, or you are someone who like is easily tempted, I challenge you to sit down and write down what you're going to eat for the next 24 hours. And it doesn't have to be fancy. Like, I literally on the back of an envelope write down what I'm eating, and it just makes my life so much simpler. So for some of those people who are like, well, I really kind of suck at it. Like, two pieces of advice. In my Fit Girl Magic Society, I give you 12 recipes every single month. And in those recipes, you also get a shopping list as well as a menu. So that is like, that just takes the burden off of your mind that you have 12 recipes right there, and you can kind of rerun the ones you like from the previous month or include new recipes into the new month. The other piece is think of food in these four broad categories: soups, shakes, scrambles, salad, right? In all of those, I'm able to get a variety of food. Now, when I say soup, I'm not talking like canned soup, right? Unless like you're absolutely desperate, right? I'm talking like, it's really easy to make soup from scratch. It's so simple, right? Just Google Pinterest BFFs. I have soups, recipes in my Fit Girl Magic Society. So those are the four basics. And all of those are so easy to add in protein, and you can eat them any time of the day, and that make it easy for you to get in quality meals. Yes, I can talk. All right. So the second piece is exercise, right? Because this is what I hear regularly, and why exercise is one of the pillars, is that so many of you, exercise is easy, right? I'll ask a question. What's easier for you to maintain, exercise or nutrition? All day, every day, I'd say it's 80% people be like, oh girl, I can work out all the time. Like, working out is just easy. But, you know, many people ask me this question on the flip side: how do I burn more calories? Well, here's the thing. If I keep pushing on that exercise as the way that I'm going to maintain or maintain or get to the my goal weight, then I have a possibility of kicking up my calories, right? Or as life goes on, what if I'm not able to spend, you know, 1-2 hours at the gym? Or maybe you're like, girl, I'm just sick of spending 1-2 hours at the gym. And that's why you're not exercising anymore. So here's what I say. Exercise is, it's exercise. Think of it as a vitamin, right? It's nice to have a multivitamin. And I think everyone should have a multivitamin, but it's not as necessary as if you were taking some type of like blood pressure medication, right? So it's like, oh my gosh, totally lost train of thought. It's so I want you to think about like, all right, if exercise is just a nice way to put like the cherry on the top of the sundae, all right? So here's where I also have to ask you, you have to make a choice. What are you trying to accomplish with this exercise, right? Is it fat loss? Is it just maintenance? You just want to feel good and you feel better when you work out? Are you trying to build strength? Or are you trying to ultimately like build some muscle, right? So, you know, most of my clients, they fall into either the fat loss or the general health category. But I do have clients who are in that muscle building because they're figure fitness competitors. And that's what you're judged on. You're judged on like how much muscle you can have. And the other thing that I've recently have come back to is just working on like pure strength, right? Can I add more strength to my life so that, you know, functional fitness. And like I said, the harder you push on that cardio, the harder your metabolism is going to push back and up those cravings. Because as I'm digging away these calories, your body's like, I need this food back. I need this food back. And it's going to make you eat. So the best way I know how to burn more calories when you are working out is to add more muscle, add more strength to your body. Now I'm going to say this. And if you listen to I did two other episodes about this. I did an episode all about strength training over 40. And then I also did an episode about myths about strength training. And one of the biggest myths that I'm just like, please, 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 may this just die like in a fiery crash. You will not get bulky when you lift heavy weight, right? You know, you just don't have that metabolism. You don't have the testosterone. And if you do, there'd be other things that would have popped up in your life to tell you that you have this freakish testosterone level, all right? The other thing is many of us, we try to spot reduce with exercise. We can't spot reduce. Like we can't do 500 crunches and get a six pack abs. That's just doesn't how it works. You know, as we lose weight, our bodies lose weight the way they lose weight, right? You know, it's just kind of, it's part genetics and part just tendencies of how the weight comes off of us. You know, like I remember when I was at my leanest, the only way you ever told that I was losing weight was in my face. You know, so I want you to start thinking about what are other ways that I can, you know, focus on that I'm not so obsessed with my abs, right? You know, for a lot of people, abs are one nutrition. You know, I want to say, like I went back to Jacqueline, it's 80% of your nutrition. So if we go back to step one and we're not tracking our food, we're not paying attention to what we're eating. You can crunch till the cows come home and you ain't going to get some abs. I'm sorry to pee in your cornflakes, but I got to tell you how it is, right? So stop crunching unless you're going to focus on what you are eating. The other thing is, you know, the squat and push-up, actually the 30-day squat and push-up challenges. I'm just going to be really honest with you. Unless you have like stellar body mechanics, doing 50 to 100 of these things every single day, something's going to break down. And so I challenge you to maybe it's 10 squats, but doing those high volume, high rep counts, just because you think it's going to give you a better booty or stronger, whatever, please, please, please. You got to have impeccable form. in order for you to not get injured on the other side. All right. Now, habits, right? And I've done multiple episodes on habits. Habits are my jam, right? Because if I don't have strong habits, no matter how awesome I am, it's really easy for me to slip back. And the one thing I always talk about regularly is you have to stack your habits, right? So how does a habit start? A habit is you're going to see there's a cue that says like when something like this, when something happens. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, what is the first thing you do? Like waking up, that's a cue. Then there's a response. So you need to like figure out, you know, here's my habits, you know, here's the trigger, here's my typical response to it. And then you're going to figure out how can you change that, right? How can you change your typical response? And so one of the biggest things that I always tell people to do is habit stack, right? So what habit stacking is add in to a habit you already are doing, right? So for me, coffee. I'm drinking coffee right now while we have this conversation. And while I have, coffee's my thing. I wanted to drink more water. So I will have a cup of coffee, but before I have my second cup of coffee, I need to have a glass of water, right? So the coffee habit is well established. And so now it was sticking in the water. And so that's the coffee is my trigger, right? Another trigger that I have for water is that I teach group fitness classes. So I fill up my bottle of water at the beginning of class. And my goal is by the time I finish teaching class, I am to finish that bottle of water, right? So again, class is just something I do and it's a habit, right? And so that's how I'm starting to build habits. The one thing I challenge everyone, stop trying to do 500 habits at the same time. Pick one, right? Either a habit you're trying to break or a habit you're trying to add. Now, the habits you're trying to break, those are a little more challenging and they require us to make it a little harder, right? Because adding, you know, water after I drink coffee, that's pretty easy. Now, if I was trying to say, stop looking at my phone before I go to bed, right? How many of you are like, you're laying in bed and you've got that endless scroll, right? Am I the only person raising my hand? Please say no. So one of the things that I started to do was, at least on the iPhone, I shut my phone goes to, not sleep, but there's a setting that like at 10 o'clock, my phone just like locks itself. And I have to like literally take extra steps in order to get into my phone. So that's one thing I've done. The second thing is Mel Robbins. She literally puts her phone in her bathroom so that one, she can't lay there scrolling. Two, in order for her to get up, she uses her phone as her alarm clock. Like 9 million of us use her phone as our alarm clock. So what she does is she puts it in the bathroom so she has to get up, right? And not lay in her bed and scroll or snooze. She just gets up and it's the phone's in her bathroom. So do you see where like there's like a little extra step to like make the habit or the habit you're trying to break just a little harder to break that habit. So think about that. Here's where, you know, you got to dig into the courage, right? You have to get creative about how you're going to break this habit. And it has to be realistic for you and you have to be excited about it. It can't be like, you know, you heard what I just said and it's unrealistic for you to like put your phone in the bathroom. Like I would love to do that, but it's unrealistic for me to put my phone in the bathroom because my bathroom isn't near my bedroom. So I probably would not hear the alarm go off. Second, it would probably like disturb my husband's sleep. So that's not realistic for me. So, and I'm not excited about hearing his mouth. So I just have already like said that can't happen for me to get off my phone, but I can use the settings in my iPhone to make it a little bit more challenging to get to my phone. So I'd love to hear, you know, some of the things you've come up with of how to, you know, break some habits that you are trying to break. And the last one, last but not least, is mindset. You know, as you can see, these are all kind of interrelated, but, you know, I believe in that whole, you know, those choose your journey books, right? If I tell you, you need to focus on nutrition first and you're like, you're not going to do it, right? So you need to say, based on everything we're talking about today, you say, oh, you know what? Yeah, I got some habits that are going to keep me from really digging in on that nutrition, or I, you know, my mindset, right? You pick what's going to be like the lead domino, if you will, right? We've all seen like dominoes and they kind of stack them all up. What's that lead domino to like spill everything through? So here are the two biggest mindsets that I see with, you know, women who work with me is perfection, right? You know, when you start working with me, especially as a one-on-one client, I ask that you give me at least a 5-day food log. And some people like overthink this. Trust me, I'm an overthinker, so I'm not making fun of anybody. They overthink it and they're like, oh, well, Kim wants this. And Kim wants, no, I just want to see what you're eating. That's all I want. And I'm not judgment. I told you at the beginning of the show, I had 2 big ass chocolate chip cookies. Okay, boom, move on. I had them, right? There's no judgment when a coach asks you for food. We're just trying to get an understanding of what's happening, because when I see your food, I can see patterns, right? I can see maybe you are stressed out. Maybe you don't eat when you're stressed. I have a client who like literally she eats apples every day. And I was like, can we add a little more variety into your diet, right? So it's me looking at what the bigger picture, like what are you flipping eating? And then are there any patterns of how you eat? And are there any tweaks that need to be made, right? Because I know for me, I probably once or twice a year, I just get like a quick tune-up from a coach about my eating. And I was eating too much. It was healthy, but it was too much. So that's what we look for, right? In that, when we are looking for that. So it's not like for us to judge you, right? No, I don't judge. I don't judge any of my clients whatsoever. The other thing is the all or nothing, right? I'm either eating perfectly or bam, whoa, right? And so many of you, those 2 chocolate chip cookies would have taken you out and you'd be like, all right, I have to start again, you know, whenever your start is. Like some people it's Monday, some people it's like, I got to start at the beginning of the month, whatever it is, right? Here's where, how do we start to break this? We start to set smaller goals, right? That's why I believe in a 24-hour plan. In that 24 hours, I'm just focused on when I wake up in the morning to when I go to bed at night, this is what's going to happen. Because when I start to make that blueprint, it starts to stick in my head, right? You know, there's umpteen studies about people when they write down their goals. They're more obtainable. They are the ones who obtain the goals faster, easier than those who in their head say, okay, this is what I'm going to have. The people who sit down and say this, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Does it take a little time? Absolutely. But how much time have you spent, you know, ruminating, that's the word, ruminating over like, oh man, woe's me. I had the chocolate chip cookies, then I had the pizza, then I had the wine, right? Where if you just sat down and you said, this is what's going to happen. For many of us, right? I'm not saying don't have wine and I'm not saying don't have cookies. I just want you to map it out so that when I see it written out, I can see, I have chocolate chip cookies every day. Now, if you want to have chocolate chip cookies every day, that's fine. I'm never going to say no to that. But I'm going to say, if you're trying to lose weight, how is that adding or subtracting to your goal, right? So we have to start. When we write this down, we get to ask ourselves better questions, right? It's all about asking ourselves better questions versus going down that rabbit hole of, oh my God, I suck. Because that's easy, right? Asking ourselves better questions is so much more difficult, right? So one of the biggest things I always say to my clients is like, we start with that. It's called if then, right? If I have chocolate chip cookies, then. So if I have 2 chocolate chip cookies, then I'm not having wine. Then I'm not eating off my kid's plate. Then, right? So it's like, I'm looking at this is what my choice was. Here are the other alternatives. It wasn't, I was bad, so I need to make up. No, I'm saying to myself, there's going to be times when I'm going to have fun foods. There's going to be wine. There's going to be cookies. There's going to be something. What is going to happen on the other side of that? So that I don't fall down that slippery slope of, I had this fun food or I had this fun wine and now it just, you know, well, release the hounds. Like, you know, it just got away from me. That's what I want you to start to think about. How do you break free of that? Because the more I restrict, the more I ban, the more likely I am to lose my stuff. And if you've been there, trust me, you can restrict the most healthiest thing. Apples, right? When I was competing, I couldn't have apples, like closer to a show. And I remember I'm in Marshalls and this woman's eating an apple. I literally could have like wrestled that woman to the ground for an apple, right? So the more you restrict food, the more you're going to want to have it. And in my latest resource guide for the over 40, I talk all about how do you blend food and not ban food. So if you guys want to take a listen to that, I'm sorry, not listen. It's a written document. I'll put it in the show notes for you guys to grab it. And then instead of always thinking about, I need to take away, here's the only foods that I can have, start to think to yourself, what can I add? And one of the biggest things that I've been focused on whenever I feel myself kind of starting to like waver is I focus on protein, right? Can I add 20 to 30 grams of protein every meal I eat? And can I have at least 1 to 2 servings of vegetables with at least 3 meals, right? So those are the two things I focus on versus I can't have this and I can't have that. Like that sucks, right? That thinking totally is a slippery slope to like the F it mentality, right? And we've had enough of the F it mentality. So I want you to ask yourself, how do you break free of that? So that you can start to get that consistency like on a regular basis. And if you can start to see where you're going there, then it becomes easier to, you know, run the race, right? When I don't know where I'm going and I can't see over the other side of the mountain, it becomes a little more challenging to run the race. So I want you to start thinking about in terms of like, how can I win, right? Versus how do I F this up, right? So many people, that's the thought they have. Like, how do I not mess this up today? Versus like, how am I going to achieve the goal today? And that's where the 24-hour plan comes. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, one of the things I'm working on is for January, I'm doing a 30-day challenge and it's all about strength, right? How do you build strength? And strength comes in two forms. It comes strength of the mindset, but also comes strength in the body. Because the more strength I build in my body, the more I don't have to focus on calories as much because I have more muscle on my body. And the more muscle I have on my body, the more calories I burn just sitting here listening to this podcast, right? Or I know some of you guys are out on a walk or you listen to me while you are working out. So I want you to start thinking to yourself like, if I got stronger, I had more muscle on me, not in a She-Ra kind of way. How could that change my life, right? So stay tuned, Lean and Sexy. It's coming January 2020. I'm going to put the link for the waitlist in the show notes. So that way you will be the first to know about it. All right, guys, that is all I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day and leave me a 5-star review, right? That's how I know that this information is resonating with you. You know, if there's someone that needs to hear this, be sure to tag them, you know, screenshot this episode and tag them on the socials, tag me because I love that stuff. You know, I'm all about how can I, you know, be more supportive to you? How can I, you know, make this journey as seamless and effortless as possible. All right, guys, enjoy. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.